Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Okay, well, today's show, is actually going to be live in Greenwich, Connecticut. This is where I'm at right now as we speak in Greenwich, Connecticut, where my live guest and I are going to be speaking on being in the question, living from it, as well as what types of questions contribute to creating greater choice possibilities and changes. Now, this show is going to be a little different because my live guest is actually with me and I'm live with the guest, which it's just in person. So we're mixing it up a little bit because we're going to be doing it from a little different point of view as most shows are, but this one will be quite different point of view. So this is exactly the topic that brings in a lot of curiosity, and that is to be in the question. And the aim is to live in the question daily. I encourage others to do the same. It is one of the main staples in consciously living and living life fully in a creative way. So how does it get any better than this? And we are going to look at that. How does it get any better than this? So what do you know about being in the question? And I know we've talked about this in other shows, but it's a little different. So what do you know about being in the question? Do you ask questions or do you tend to function from a place of conclusions? So in this reality, we do conclusions. You ever notice that? You just go into conclusion that this must be the way it is rather than going to a question when something comes, you know, maybe that doesn't fit in your life. You may go into conclusion, like, why is this happening to me? Is not a question. Why will actually not get you the space that you're looking for? Why is more of a cognitive question? So we are going to look at what kind of questions actually generate and create more. And there's a difference between being in conclusion and being in awareness. Like, I'm aware of people doing conclusions. So we are going to look at the space of living consciously and being aware of that. So we're usually taught to do the why. And that's where when you go into the what, it's a really different space. So that's what we're looking to do, is to show you tonight maybe ways to do that, tools to use that. And everywhere you've been unwilling to be in the question, the what question, the conscious question, let's clear that now. So take a deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale. Or pod and pock. Wow. Thank you. So we are going to now do that guided exercise that I've done on other shows. And this is where I would encourage you to close your eyes and just follow along, listen to my voice, because we're going to look to tune in and tap into that space of being in the question and creation. So again, some of this information has been modified from this amazing system of Access Consciousness. So what I'm going to have you do is close your eyes. Now, if you are driving, you know, just to follow along with my voice, certainly I'm aware that you may not be able to go there. But if you can, that would be great. So I'm going to have you close your eyes and bring into your awareness being in the question and creative space of you. So living as the question is the antidote to everything. It's the antidote to this reality. Ask a question, be in the question. You become the antidote to this reality. So if you are always looking for the answer, then you cannot be the question that allows you to create or change beyond. So everywhere you've been unwilling to be in the question, let's clear that now. Take a deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale or punpak. Wow. Thank you. So I know I've mentioned these before, but the four sources of creation and change are question, choice, possibility, and contribution. These are the four elements of what helps you create and change your life. So the purpose of a question is not to get an answer. The purpose of the question is to gain an awareness. When you look for awareness from the question you ask, a number of choices come available for you to actualize. So we're really looking to actualize. So the choice starts you on the road to where you want to go. And there are multiple choices. And each time you choose, it opens up for another set of questions. Possibilities are all the different choices that you have available. Things you could choose, whether you do or not. It's just a choice away. So, and that's where you really have to go into the question, like, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose it, what will my life be like in 5 years? So the question contributes to the future, even though you don't need to predict it. It's just a way to check into the energy. Is it light or heavy? When you ask, there's a lightness, like it expands. And the one that is expansive is the choice you go with. That's the aim, is to get to the light space. And then you have to be willing to receive the contribution of the universe. So you ask a question and it opens up the door to the universe contributing to you. So here's what you do. When you ask a question and you can't get a clear yes or no, run, what energy, space, consciousness, and choice can my body and I be to have total clarity and ease with all of this for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow for, take a deep breath in now, all the heavy, and release it all in the exhale or panpak. Wow. Thank you. So creation is bringing in to physical actualization something that does not exist here. Creation from consciousness is ask and you shall receive. And once you choose it, you create it. The roadblock showing up just means it's coming. So creation is the change you can make. Everywhere you've bought the lies, you cannot actualize what it is you would like to create. Let's clear all that now. Deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. And everywhere you've made being in the question difficult and or a limitation, would you like to clear that now? Deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Thank you for that. And everywhere you've cut yourself off from asking a question that would create greater awareness, would you like to clear all that? Deep breath in. And release it all now. Wow. So now, what I'm going to have you do is ask some other questions. Like, what other question could I ask here? Or these are some great questions to ask. What other choice do I have here? What else could I be here that would allow these things to actualize right away? So in order to change anything, you have to be willing to be something you are not. So what do you have to be or do to create a different reality right away? So everything will allow that. Deep breath in. And release it all on the exhale. Or panpak. Wow. Okay. Now, go ahead and open your eyes. And what do you notice? What are you aware of now? And what if you were to write down any awareness that you received regarding being in the question? And creation, an awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as new knowings come in. And anywhere you would like to share that, I would be grateful for, and share it on Facebook, on my Instagram, really anywhere there's social media, I'd be happy to receive that. So now, for my favorite part of the show, as you all know, and that is to bring on the live guest who is live in person with me here. In fact, she's so live, I'm going to put us on speaker tonight, and we will be dialoguing together in the same space coming at you live. So first of all, though, I'd like to give her a formal introduction, and I would like to welcome Arielle Burney to the show. And Arielle is a real estate investor, entrepreneur, and Access Consciousness CFMW who actively lives in the question of what else is possible while functioning from a space of conscious creation. She works with individuals and animals assisting them in clearing and healing their bodies of heavy energies and functions from a space of being, the difference she truly be, by actively choosing to be it herself on a daily basis. Aside from her capacity to generate, create, and actualize amazing and magical things into existence, she enjoys playing in nature, living in beautiful Greenwich, Connecticut, and living her life fully from choice and infinite possibilities. So, without further ado, I would like to welcome Arielle to the show. Hi, Arielle.
Hi, Dr. Sarah. Thanks so much for having me on the show tonight as your guest.
Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to be here with you, and it's exciting that we get to share the space and share with the listeners more, you know, ways of being in terms of consciousness and living in the question and the creation, and certainly ways that we've chosen to do that together since we've been playing with these tools as well. So I don't know if there's anything you would like to start out with that you would like to share with them, or anything I've shared so far. What would you like to start with?
Well, I wonder, how did I get to be so lucky?
Yeah, well, I wonder too.
Yeah, one of my favorite questions to ask is just being in the wonder. And also, how does it get any better than this? When I ask that question, the universe just seems to deliver it with ease.
Yeah, by being in the question, like that, how does it get any better than this? I know even for me, when I'm in the space of that, it really opens up, even if something's really heavy or light, it's a question where the universe is like, oh, so you're asking me a question. I'm happy to contribute. And that's a lot of times where I sense things happen in magical and mysterious ways, because it's not about getting an answer, but it's being open to receiving and that space of receiving.
Yeah, that is definitely, you know, where I've been in constant creation, and it's just been a way of living and being for me.
Yeah. And is there anything that you're aware of that, even just in general, like this is certainly not off topic, but the space of living consciously and the choice to choose that every day, what do you notice in that space? Because I think a lot of people, and probably a lot of listeners, are possibly in a space where a lot of times the conclusions are there that actually limit them from being in question and in consciousness a lot of times, or living consciously. So is there anything that you're aware of for you since using the tools and living consciously that stands out, or anything you'd like to speak to?
When I ask a question, like in the moment, I sense the energy shifts from heavy to light. So I just follow the energy, and I've just created so much ease and joy and magic and fun and money and being in the wonder of it all.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, that's where we can actually create, you know, the time where if we're distracted by things, especially thought, feelings, and emotions, which tends to be like this lower frequency that I've spoken about before, a very much day-to-day linear point of view that limits us from actually generating, creating what we would like. And when we're in this creation space, like, you know, that is the place where things come in. Like, have you noticed, like, where things will just drop in that surprise you, or even some of the work I know you've done on bodies and animals, people's bodies and animal bodies, where you've noticed shifts and change and healing, and
asking questions even with that. Is there anything you could speak to on that?
Yeah, I noticed so much change. It's been amazing to, you know, use these tools of being in the question and creating more, and the change just happening so quickly, and just loving that that space of creating greater and being with that.
And do you notice like that it's, because you've been playing, well, you probably always lived consciously in different ways, but I know sometimes having these pragmatic tools allows for things to really be able to access it all the time. Have you noticed anything since you've been playing with them in terms of what you've created?
Yeah, there's been so much change. It's been so magical with, you know, such ease. And yeah, there's just, everything has been shifting. Everything I've been asking for has been showing up. And it's been, you know, in such a different way than, you know, I would even expect it to be. So there's just so much wonder in this surprise of how it shows up.
Yeah. And it never shows up the way you think it's going to. I know even when you and I connected, it was like surprising, and yet at the same time, and everything that we're looking to generate and create is really creating even a light future. Even though we've just recently connected, choices can create a future, and every choice creates. So you can even ask this, you know, question of, if I choose this, like I mentioned in the exercise, if I choose this, what will my life be like, you know, in the future? What will it be like in 5 months, 5 years? So if you're choosing light, it actually generates and creates lighter. So I even know since choosing things in my own world, wow, even everything I'm doing with Dr. Sarah, if I wasn't actively living in the space of it, I wouldn't have created what I have even with that, and everywhere I'm looking to create with that. And what's really cool about the tools, when you use the deep breathing with it, you can even clear anything that limits you. So we could even do like everything that won't allow for you to choose to create a light future. As you as the listeners, let's destroy and uncreate all that and take a deep breath in. And release it all now in the exhale or pun pock. So these questions and these tools that we use to clear energy actually allow for greater to come in and for us to clear out any limitations. So I know one thing that you and I are choosing to create is a foundation class, which is part of Access Consciousness. I am a facilitator of that, which we are going to be doing here in Greenwich in July. I believe the dates are the 19th through the 22nd. And there is a prereq for that. It's to have a BARS class, which there's going to be a BARS facilitation the day before. So if any of you are interested in coming and joining us, I mean, that's certainly a possibility this July. But anything else, if you're starting to choose to live consciously, it does bring in other energies too. It can bring in, I mean, because it includes everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So that's how this reality works. Now it's how you deal with it or clear it and be with it that is the difference. I don't know if you'd like to speak to that at all, Arielle.
Yeah, I am just so excited for everything we've been in creation with together. It's just been so expansive, and I'm just, you know, so grateful for it all. And the way that, you know, you speak to it, Dr. Sarah, is just such a unique perspective that, you know, when you take the deep breath in and you pot and pock, it really creates this shift for me with my body as well as with the energetics. So it really creates this space that's really different than any other facilitator. So
I'm
just really acknowledging, you know, the magic and the energy that you are is just such a gift.
Wow, I appreciate that. I'm receiving that, and I totally acknowledge that. Thank you. And what that brings up, and from my awareness too, is that we each bring in our own capacity. So I see that in you in the way that's unique in the way that you do it, and a lot of times through movement and through body and the way you express it. It's just so beautiful. And I know that each of us come in with the capacity to do it and make it our own. So there is no right or wrong way to do it. So I would encourage each of you as a listener, you know, to really tap into what you know that works for you. You may assume other people get it. You may assume other people do it the way you do, but I can guarantee you do it in your own unique way, and we each do it in our unique way. And then even coming together and bringing it together can create more. And this concept, and this is probably a whole nother show, but it's about relationships, that really it's, there's this cool, I would say, catchphrase or coined word probably by either one of the other access facilitators. I don't know if it was Dr. Dane or Simone, one of the other two, about creationship. But there's this cool, you know, space of looking to be in relationship is creating greater rather than less than, and that we're really meant to create 20 times greater when being in a space together. So it's kind of a cool way of looking at it, that we can each create our own, and coming together and even coming into groups of people that we can come together and create greater. And that's really what I've been aiming to do as Dr. Sarah, is really going to the masses and be able to speak some of this language in a way that people can receive it and be it. And I know I do that with clients daily too. So I don't know, are you noticing with the people that you share it with in your world, Ariel, that, you know, a difference in the people that your family or people you're around?
Yes, I am just loving the space of creating greater, since each time I choose something that is in alignment with what it is that I'd like to create, it carries over to all aspects of my life and living and beyond.
Yeah. And do you notice, like, people in your world that they shift as a result of that? Like, they may not be actively using the tools themselves, but you'll notice a change in them as a result of what you're choosing differently?
Oh, yeah. So much change. It's been such a contribution for me choosing to create and be in the question, even just for me. And then when I tap into others who are in the question, it just creates so much more.
Wow. That's awesome. Yay. And wow. So we still have a little bit more time. There's this whole thing about actualizing and bringing things into form, and certainly being in the question. So again, like with the question, we're really aiming not to have an answer. We're just aiming to actually bring in something new and different. And I'm wondering, you know, what else is possible in living in that question? So we have, you know, the how does it get any better than this? And then this other amazing question of what else is possible. And when we're in the possibilities, really, it keeps it going. It keeps things moving. You don't get stagnant. So is there anything that you're aware of that the listeners may like to know? Like anything you use, even on a daily basis, any specific routine that you use with the tools? I mean, certainly routine is kind of what we're clearing, but anything that you may like to share with them?
Yeah, sometimes I just ask, you know, what will create the most for my future? And then just follow the energy of following the energy, whether it's just, you know, having my eyes open and, you know, following the space of what I'm aware of.
Yeah, and then as you follow it, does more unfold? Like, do you find that just kind of one thing comes in after the other?
Yeah, and it's usually I'm following and asking, is this light or heavy? And just, you know, following the lightness.
Yeah, and I know, too, that when things do come in heavy, and I've spoken to this as well before, but this idea of we can even clear that, and by clearing what's heavy, and a lot of times when something heavy comes in, that if you are in the question, it will not only clear it faster, but we can also receive so much from things that are heavy that it's not necessarily a wrongness. It's just, okay, this is coming in, and we may not know what's happening at the time, and we may not be able to, quote-unquote, control what's going on and the people around us, However, being in the space of clearing it or return to sender, which is another clearing tool, I know a lot of listeners know, that's the one where you're picking up other people's energy and you can clear it by just saying return to sender with consciousness. So these tools, you know, are really great for all the whole spectrum, but just living in ease, living in a space where you can have joy and a space of really abundance can come in. And that's where these other things show up when there is ease. Usually when we're in distraction or we're in resistance, the thing we actually want, we repel and push away. So it's really about remaining present and being and in question. And it's just energy.
Yeah, awesome. You know, and another question that just pops for me is, what would be the most fun? Because, you know, I really, you know, desire to really create from a space of what's going to be fun in my life. So
yeah,
as simple as just putting in whatever you desire to create in question creates, you know, your own magical life.
Oh, my God. That's perfect thing for us to finish up this portion of the show, because it flew by, didn't it?
Yeah.
And to end on fun, and speaking of fun, would you be willing to come back on the show at some point? I would love to have you back on.
Oh, yeah. This has been so fun.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on. I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful for you.
Now, let's go over real quick. I'm going to share with you all the question of the week. And that is, where are my notes? I have it here. The question of the week is, are you living in the question and creation or the conclusion of your life? So are you living in the question and creation or the conclusion of your life? So be with that question, and I will be posting the question of the week right after the show, so you'll have access to that on Facebook. Also have access to it here on the Radio Blog Talk Radio Show page. So next week's show is a repeat show where I will be welcoming guest Becky Vance to the show. And Becky and I are going to speak further about living consciously with awareness when it comes to business and bringing your business into existence. So she and I will be on the show next week, and we'll look forward to you joining us then for the show, which will be Monday, June the 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, so I would like to go ahead and close the show and by really thanking each of you, the listeners. And thank you, Ariel, Bernie, for joining us again today, as well as thank each of you for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host. And I so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. So, now, go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So go forth and be, perceive, know, and receive it all, my conscious friends. And I will look forward to talking to you again soon. Okay, take care for now.